Hey fashionpreneurs, my name is Jess and welcome to the Fashionpreneur Diaries. Hello fashionpreneurs, welcome back to the Fashionpreneur Diaries. We are officially on entry number 14. We are rolling. I cannot believe how this entire fall and winter season is just going so quickly. I just wrapped up my final collection of the year, so I'm so excited about that. But the work does not stop, so my diary is continuously unwritten, I feel. So I'm excited to get into some more details. Now, with 2019 coming to an end, I wanted to hit on some things that we should be doing for future planning in 2020. And today's topic, or entry rather, is all about how to land your first internship. So any of my fashionpreneurs that are high school students, anybody that's in college, or anybody that's just an emerging or aspiring fashionpreneur, and you're looking to start getting your feet wet, or you may just be someone that's unsure of what route you want to go in the fashion industry, if you even want to be within this crazy, crazy, insane industry. So I encourage everyone to intern. I interned through high school and college. I interned literally my entire career, and it really helped me. And I also took advantage of a lot of educational resources, such as coaching curriculums, youth entrepreneurship programs with the NAACP. I don't think they have it anymore, unfortunately. But that was a great program that really propelled my career. And that led to so many internships and opportunities. So I want to really encourage you guys to learn by actually doing the work. So let's get into some resources today and just some different things that will help you guys get in the mindset of being a student. Now, first thing I want to say is you have to first prepare your mindset. I know I talk about mindset all the time. I know you may think this is a cliche, but it is the first step in anything. You have to really prep your mindset for what's about to come. So if you are going to be interning, this is what you want to understand. You're not the CEO. Okay. You are here to assist a team in growing. You are here to prove that you are capable of doing this job or being within this position for the long haul. And you're here to also test your willpower, your mindset, and test your skills to make sure that you're growing to get to the next level. So this is not a position where you may get a job opportunity. This is not always a position where you're going to be rewarded after every success. It's not like that. So you have to get in the mindset of understanding you're here to help and assist, and you are here to guide. The blessing is in the service, as one of my clients, Jess Christine, always says. The blessing is in the service. So you have to be willing to serve and remove yourself. A lot of people look for recognition in a lot of these internships, and that's great. But not every company does that. And you have to be okay with that. You have to be okay with not having the limelight on you. So first prepare your mindset and understand that it's not about you. It's about the development of the company, and you're going to have to work overtime for very little to nothing, usually within internships. Most internships are free. Others will give a small stipend for like food, gas, travel locally. Some companies will give you like $100 a week. Each internship is different. It varies based off of the company's budget, based off of the work, based off of the timeline of the internship. So there's a few questions you want to ask yourself. What do I want out of this internship? Do I simply want education? Am I seeking a career? Am I seeking a position? Have I already interned before and I'm looking to grow my skill set? What is my goal for being here? And you have to be comfortable with that and remain in that. Okay. Make it clear what your goal is. Secondly, again, what am I willing to sacrifice, and can I afford an internship? Okay. What I mean by that is a lot of times you're going to be on your own dime. I receive resumes all the time from women and men that live all over the country, all over the US. And they tell me how they're willing to intern with me and they want to intern, but it makes no sense. It makes no sense. And when you come to these companies and you say, hey, I live in Detroit, but I want to come and intern with you in LA. I have no money. I can't afford it. but that's what I want to do. I get it. We want to go after our dreams, but you have to be prepared for what you are asking for. So if you go and say, hey, I want to intern with you, have you scheduled to work Monday through Friday and be off on weekends to intern? Have you scheduled to actually be off during the week to travel back and forth to these states? I used to travel to Atlanta on weekends, on Saturdays only. I would go for one day and come right back just to learn under somebody within a mentorship slash, I guess, internship realm, right? Like, I put aside money to be able to buy plane tickets to do that for a short term. I had a mentor in Dallas. When I could not afford to get to Dallas, I would do virtual meetings with her. I set up the opportunity. And I always went to every person I asked to intern with. I always went to them with a solution. I never asked for them to give me an opportunity to work for them and give me the money to get there and supply me with the food to get there and give me a place to stay. It doesn't make sense. It's unfair. And I think we have to stop asking for things unfairly. Like, it's not fair. Be willing to compromise with the company. So if you're saying, I want to live my dreams, don't live within a dream to the point where it is unrealistic and unfair and you're taking advantage. Okay. So I receive all the time. I receive resumes that people simply are, it's being taken advantage of. The opportunities are being taken advantage of. And I know people can be inspired, but you have got to be careful with not taking advantage of people. And, I think because I am very personable, I can come off as like that good home girl. People don't mind asking me for opportunities. And I love to give. I want to give, but I want to give within the ways that God directs me to do so. And I also will not be taken advantage of. So I have resumes, like literally that I have one person that sent me a resume yesterday. She told me that she's a 16-year-old student. She wants to come out here for the summer for 3 months. She does not have the money. She does not have the support. Also, she wants to know if I could take care of her flights every week at her hotel. I cannot make this stuff up. And I want to be able to give within those ways. But you have to ask, what are you willing to do to compromise? So I told her, I wrote her right back and I told her, let's see what you can do. Get a job to save up so that you can supply yourself to get here. If you're like, nothing in this world will be handed to you. So please don't look at internships as a sponsorship or something that's handed to you as a gift. The position is the gift. The position and the skill that you will leave equipped with from most of these internships, not all of them, unfortunately, that's with anything in this world, but most of the resources you will leave with is the gift. So come prepared to receive the blessing that you're asking for. And I'm telling you, you will never have to ask for a handout. You will be able to say, okay, God, I need your favor on this position. I want to do this internship. It's across the country. It's in this place. It's in that place. I want to work with this person. Open the doors for that to happen. And one thing I talked about recently in a previous episode, I watched this interview from Oprah recently. And I think she sat down with Gail, her best friend. And don't hold me to that. I don't know who she sat down with. I think it was Gail, though. 90% sure. And Gail said to her, she said, Oprah, you are always so busy. You're a billionaire. You are successful. You have so many projects, so many businesses. How do you stay focused on each one? And Oprah's answer was, I focus on the next best step to achieve every goal. So if you know your goal is to intern internationally with Vogue, if your goal is to intern in South Africa, no matter where it is, what is the next best step for you to get to these places? What is the next best step for you to be put in position? First thing you want to start doing is looking at your resources, guys. There are free resources out here that list all type of internship opportunities. Okay, you have places like LinkedIn.com. There's another one called Intern Queen that I just found out about from one of my team members. We were looking for an intern ourselves, and it was called Intern Queen. It was great. I went on the website and you can apply for an internship. You can find internships and you can find interns if you are an employer. So that was great. You guys, if you are in college or in school, the resources are right there. You can go to your school affiliates. You can go within to your school chapters and find out what internships are open. a lot of great companies put internship availability within the schooling system. So go to your school and check within your school first. See what resources are available for internships. And most times within classes, they'll tell you. Like when I was in college, I went to the Art Institute of Philadelphia. They would come to us every semester with different opportunities that we could take advantage of. So you have to be willing to take advantage of what's there for you for free first. All right. And also, I want you guys to understand that when looking for internships, make sure that you are very clear of where you are in life. If you are that 15-year-old that's in high school, that's inspired, make sure that you start local first. You got to think about your parents too. So if you are somebody that is a teen, I was 14 when I got my first internship. I had to intern locally first. My mom is awesome. My mom was a nurse at the time. She was doing well for herself and her three children, but I knew that I couldn't just go internationally and study abroad at 14. That's not something that I even was thinking of at 14. So be reasonable and compromise with your family where needed to put you in position. So if you have younger siblings and your mom needs you here right now, your dad needs you here, look for things locally. You can find those things. And I'm not saying compromise your life. I'm just saying work with where you are currently. And don't put yourself in a bind. Opportunities will always come. And guess what? Man's rejection is always God's protection. So if there is a position for you, it will be there for you. You will never have to doubt it. So look locally. There are so many local boutiques, local showrooms, local designers. Look at designers locally that inspire you and see what you can do to give. Also, guys, you can create your own internship opportunities. And I'll tell you how. When you look at companies and you see, okay, I have this local designer. He's doing amazing. I love his gowns. I love what he creates. Look at a missing puzzle piece. Look on their social media. Study them. Look at their websites. Look at the content that they post and see what you can offer. You're not going to know all of the inside workings of their business just from looking from the outside, but you can get an idea of what you can offer. So I've been able to hire amazing interns that are now employees of mine. Alicia Moore, she owns her own company called SME Entertainment now, which stands for So Much Entertainment. And she started with me almost 4 years ago as an intern for the very first Fashionpreneur Retreat, LA. And she reached out and asked, could she intern? I actually told her no. And then she reached out again. And she said, well, this is what I can offer you. You live in Baltimore. I was still on the East Coast at the time. She said, hey, I live an hour and a half from LA. I can assist with the development from the West Coast without you having to travel here. I am willing to do A, B, and C for free. And I said, okay, you know what? Let's hop on a call. We got on a call. I felt her spirit. I said, let's do it. Best decision I ever made was hiring her as an intern that first year. The second year, I started paying a retainer for her services. Now I'm a client of hers and she's also my publicist. That tells you where interning can get you. She had no problem with doing the service at no cost to show her work. Now I cannot imagine doing the retreat without her every year. She's been responsible for every LA retreat you guys have seen. The full production of it. I only handle the sales and the funneling of it and the actual programming of the schedule. She does everything. She brings every idea I have to life from an internship. I have another intern. She noticed that our email blast didn't have the most amazing graphic designs. It didn't have the most amazing giphies and content. So she came to me and said, hey, I'm on your email list. I see a place where I can fit in. I see a void. This is what I can offer you. So she offered to do her services for free for a year. I ended up paying her after 3 months. I went back to her and said, I want you on retainer. I need you to do more. So now we have a graphic designer. Once you insert yourself into a business and you add value, the business can't even afloat without you in the same manner. Bring so much value that we can't operate without you. So if you know you are great at sales, but you want to be a designer yourself, come in first and start with sales. Say, hey, emerging fashion designer, I love your gowns. I love what you do. I noticed that you're not responding to comments or DMs effectively for your consumers. I'm seeing them comment under your photos and they're saying, hey, I didn't get a response or I sent you an email. So what I would like to do is I would like to handle your sales and customer support. I would like to personally call and follow up with your customers for you every day. You never know what those phone calls can turn into. Find a place you fit and start there. You're not going to come through the door creating your first collection. And you have to be okay with that. You cannot come through the door trying to be the CEO when you still are learning. We're all learning every day. So respect the process and be okay with learning. I'm telling you, it's so much value in learning and just being a student. So much value in education. So be okay with that, guys. Be okay with that. Now, another resource that I want to give you for internships is internships.com. That's simple. You will find so many internships. And I know we all are here because we're interested in fashion. Some of us are here interested in just all types of business markets. I want you guys to know that you can create your own opportunities by looking for the solution within the business, but also see what's available. So many companies are looking for internships every year, not just for the summer, but every year. I know I'm always looking for interns if they can solidify a way they can assist, right? I don't want to just hire people and have them sitting. And I also want to be very clear about your goals. If it's somebody that's passionate about your success, they're going to be passionate about making sure that you get to live within that. Like I said on a previous episode, I never offer positions that I can't fulfill. So if you tell me you want to be the director of marketing, I'm going to say, okay, I don't have that opening for you. This is what I do have. I don't want you to compromise your worth if you feel that you are valuable enough to do more, but this is what I need, okay? Be okay with starting entry level, all right? But also do not devalue your worth. So if you know that you have 4 years experience in marketing and you want to come in and you want to assist this company with marketing and they tell you, oh, well, I just need somebody to run around for me. I just need someone to drive around. It's up to you to take that position and be okay with that. You have to have a clear conversation and say, okay, that's understandable. I understand this is what you need right now. I'm willing to do that. However, this is what I also want to do. Is there a way that we can compromise? Be willing to speak up. Say what it is you want. Don't just take anything. Say okay to what you want. And it's okay to say, okay, this is not the right position for me. I have a team member that works at a regular exposure. Her name's Imari. Imari is amazing. Just turned 21. Imari has interned at Vogue Italia, so many different companies in Russia. And she came to me and wanted to intern. She interned with me, ended up getting a part-time customer service position a couple months later. You never know what interning can turn into. And she came to me with solution. Hey, I noticed you guys are shipping a lot. I noticed that on your Insta stories, you guys are staying at work till 10 o'clock to finish bagging and tagging garments. I want to help with that. I want to dedicate myself to that. I have a great personality. I can handle phone support. I'm like, oh yeah. Now she's created an opportunity that we can't live without within this company. You see that? So add enough value that to the point where the company has to hire you. Don't just come in to assist. Come in to add value while assisting. Major key right there. Major key. All right. Now, another thing, guys, when it comes to interning, be okay with being by yourself. A lot of younger interns, my high schoolers out here that are listening in right now, we want to do everything with our friends. I remember when I got to college, one of my professors said to me, look left and look right. The person sitting next to you will not be here with you when you graduate. And I was like, that's mean. That's cruel. And then I had to graduate to realize that the people left and right of me that day were not next to me. You got to be okay with being alone. And it starts literally the day you realize who you are. Like, be okay with being by yourself in this. You and your bestie can't intern together. Okay. You and your bestie can't go out on weekends all day and you not be serious. I used to have an employee that I had to terminate her, unfortunately, but years ago, she used to call out. She was supposed to work the showroom and she would call out to go to parties. Like, I would see her literally posting on social media that she's at parties, or I would see her out, like, in just outside having fun. And she would call out. She had to go, right? Don't miss out on opportunities because you're too busy being social with people that won't even be here for the future. Value you. You got to think different to be different. You got to want different to be different. Even in my life right now, I can't operate the same as a lot of people. I have to go to church every Sunday. I have to fast every single day. every single day. I have to stay in my word. I have to read books instead of watch TV. I have to. If I want to be different, if I'm a one percenter, I got to be okay with that. So if everybody around me is operating within a sluggish manner, I can't do that. If everybody's diet is different and I know that God directed me that I got to eat a different way to have a better and more clear mind, then I got to do that. Be okay with being at 1%. Be okay with it. My mom told me, she said, your friends in high school, when I was in high school, she used to tell me, I'm telling you, you're different from them. Be okay with that. Love them, but be okay with that. And she used to tell me, you will see in 10 years, you are different than them. And when I tell you, I saw that I was different from them, and I'm such good friends with so many of my friends from high school. I love them, but I understand, and they understand we're different. And it's not that anybody's better. It's not that no, we're different. Be okay with being different. Some of your high school friends, even in college, even as an adult, it doesn't stop. People are going to think you're acting funny because you're operating different. No, you're preparing your future. When I tell you guys the best thing my mother did for me at 14 years old was place me in a youth entrepreneurship program. When I was 16 and everybody else was getting sweet 16 birthday parties, my mom went and got me an LLC and a trademark. I'm 28 years old right now, living my dreams as applying. Like, that's because I was different back then. So never think it's too early to be different and embrace it. I used to go home and sew garments when I was 14 and 15. I used to literally go home and sew and design and pattern make while my friends are at the movies and while they're out having fun on weekends. And I had to explain to them, I can't be a part of it. And my best friends, Tiffany and Brittany, aka Gina, as you guys know, they were my best friends. Like, my best friend Tiff, she lives in Baltimore, and they will both sometimes call me like, oh, let's go do this, let's go do that. And I tell them I can't hang out, and it took them a while to understand, and then they started to respect it, and obviously they understand it now. But respect people's growth and be okay with that person being that one percenter. So to my people that may not be that one percenter, that's okay and comfortable, support your friend that's working overtime to be different. Support them. They need it. So also, guys, my high schoolers out there, explain to your parents what you want for yourself. Explain for your parents what your summer looks like. Explain to them, Ma, I want to go to New York this summer for at least 3 weeks and learn under this company. This is the company I found. This is the owner. This is who I look up to. Don't be scared to speak up to your family. And if you do not have that support, then you do everything possible. That's when you email me and let me know that you don't have that support, and anything I can personally do to put you in position with where you are now, I will do that. Okay. So, like I said, I'm not the person that's going to get you a flight out to LA and give you a 5-week program that you're not ready for. That's not what I'm going to do. We can find things locally within your communities that you can do right now. So please reach out to me if you don't have that support, if you don't have that family conglomerate that can help you. I will do everything within my resources to see what I can give and who I can give as an internship opportunity. But before you do that, look at the resources I've already given you. Internship.com, Queen Interns, LinkedIn. When you guys are looking on LinkedIn, look for the owners, the CEOs of these companies. But that's not who we're reaching out to. You want to just know who the CEO is and do your research to make sure you're comfortable with being a part of this company. Then I want you guys to look out for the HR, the person that's responsible for making decisions. It's not usually the CEO. You guys can look up any company, and you can find the decision makers. Whenever I'm looking for like buyers for my brand, I go to some of my favorite stores and I type in buyers on LinkedIn. Then I find their Instagrams. Then I DM them, hey, let's go do coffee. Then we connect, and then I tell them about the opportunities, and then we build from there. Don't overthink it. Get to know the people that work within the companies you want to work with. Okay. Get to know them, but look at your resources locally. Local will turn into national, and national will turn into international. I promise you, if you work and be comfortable with the fact that you are starting from the bottom. Be okay with that. I have interned at Fashion Weeks with my little black suit on and my slides, running around helping models get dressed, falling all over the place. I have interned in the back of a thrift store doing sewing, and just doing hand stitching or some of the pieces that didn't fit properly. I have interned in a new designer's house in Philly when I was in college. We literally had to work out of her basement. I have worked the mud with people. I interned in Atlanta with somebody that had wholesale development resources, and I would go every week just to learn that experience. You got to be willing to work. And I feel like people don't want to work. If you don't want to work, you won't get an internship. I'm telling you now, you will not. And if you're not consistent and persistent, you will not get the internship. So be mindful of your mindset. Share how you feel and what you're thinking with your family. If you're younger, if you are an adult, then share it with God and the right support system and ask. You'd be surprised what opportunities will come if you ask and you offer a solution. Guys, email. Also, do not DM asking for internships. I will ignore you, and most of us CEOs will. Don't do that. What you want to do, you want to send a professional email, and you want to send a simplistic email with your resume, your solution. Get straight to the point. Send your solution, send your resume, get to the point. You will get a result if you do that, guys. It's so worth it. Another thing I want to mention. When you are asking for internships, be very direct, but be respectful. When people say, hey, I want to check in with you and I want to follow up with you in about 6 months. Respect the 6 month grace period. And what you need to do within that timeline of waiting, schedule your reminders to make sure you check back in after 6 months is up and say, hey, happy 6 months. I want to check in with you and see how things are going now. I want to see if you still have that opportunity. I noticed that you've grown in this way in the last 6 months, and this is what I can now do to help you benefit. Be willing to wait. Be willing to wait. And in the meantime, grow your resume. So all my high schoolers out there and all of my college students, you need to work right now. Get your dream customer support job in retail to get better at inventory, to get better at customer service so that you can have something to offer. Like, get a job in the mall. I'm telling you, it's the best thing. You will build customer rapport. You will build within how to manage inventory. You can end up being a manager very quickly. You can move up quickly. So start with a job. Just get a retail job if you're interested in fashion. If you're interested in tech, get a job at Apple. Like, get a service level job. Like, get that customer support level of the job first to build your resume. I'm telling you, it goes 10 times harder. I don't care how old you are. If you're 14 and you send me a resume for an intern, if you're 14 and you tell me you want to intern with me, I'm going to ask you for your resume. I do not care. And if your resume says that you work at, you know, this place and that place, and it has nothing to do with growth, you will not get the internship. I don't hire off age. I'll hire off of work ethic. So I've had 15-year-olds intern. Like I said, my first internship was at 14 years old because my mom had made sure that I knew how to sew before I even applied for internships. So there's no excuse. I don't care how old you are. There's no pity. Companies can't take pity on you because it will cost them to take pity. So be okay with that. All right, guys. So let's prepare, but this is the time. Tis the season to start asking for internships, because most of us have like a 3 month wait period from now to 6 months. So start asking now. There are so many companies that need your help. There's so much that goes into hiring, guys. We prefer interns, but we need interns that's going to stay for the long haul. If your mindset is you want to do this for 2 weeks and quit on me, you better believe you will never be rehired. That's going to affect you. And reputation goes very quickly in this industry. The fashion industry is very small. The black fashion industry is very small. We remember how you make us feel. We remember when you did not come in. Guess what? Most of us all work together in some way. We connect with each other. We'll call each other and say, hey, this person applied. I told you guys about Imari. She used to intern before me with a friend of mine that has a PR company. I checked with her like, hey, what was your experience? That's what we do. We know each other. We all know each other. It is small. So if you do something that is invaluable to the growth, like in any way, if you do something that could be detrimental, like it's going to spread. So don't come in and mess up your reputation. And I have one more story to tell you guys. I remember I was working with a model when I was 14. No, I was like 16 and she was like 13. I was working with her and I had applied to be on a reality show that was supposed to come out on NBC. It was like Rihanna's form of Project Runway. And I made it to like the third round and then the show never came out. But I had to submit a video. And I had this video of her, the model. And after we did the video, I took her to eat at Fridays. And it was about three other models with us. When we went to Fridays, there was this older man in the Fridays restaurant. And she said to me, oh, that guy's here for me. He said he had an opportunity for me. So we said, well, who's this guy? And she said, oh, well, he has this opportunity for me. He told me that he had a job or some type of internship, something he wanted to offer me. She literally put herself in danger and everybody there. This man did not have an internship for her. He had met her at her job. She had worked at Wendy's at the time. He met her and said, you want to get out of here and make some real money. I immediately was like, okay, we got to go. This man was staring at her, asking her where she's going. And I remember after that, she asked me if I could help her learn how to properly model. I'm not a model. I'll put on some clothes, but I'm not a model. Mind you, I'm 16. I'm still helping myself. So I told her, absolutely, if there's an opportunity that I have for you, you will get the call. This girl followed up with me, emailed me, and then one day she sent me a long email and she said to me, you told me you were going to put me on. You told me you were going to help me. And I've seen you do 3 photo shoots without me. And I had to send her an email response letting her know that I am not responsible for your success. You are. And if I have an opportunity that I feel you're the best fit for, you will get the call. So guys, don't ever feel like anybody's responsible for your success. And if you ever put that company in a position where it could lose everything, you better believe that that relationship is over. So respect relationships. It is so valuable. Do not come into this trying to get your dream internship and then quitting on them. If you're not willing to ride the wave and work through the hard times, you don't need to be there. I see so many young people that get jobs and say, oh, I had to quit. They weren't treating me good. They weren't. What? Are you sure? Or were you just lazy? Are you sure? Because you just told me you got to work late. I've heard stories of, oh, I got to work 2 hours late. And then this happened. Did you really do everything possible? Make sure before you say that. And that's not to say that I don't believe that certain things happen in careers. I've been there. But it's a job. You're not there to be friends. You're not there to work with your biz bestie. Like, respect it. So guys, let's start applying for internships. Let's start sending out our emails and be prepared to follow up. Be professional. If you're unsure of what to send in the email, I told you guys, just be simplistic and get straight to the point. We don't want to read 5 paragraphs and be personal, but don't sell a sob story. Sell your story. Do not sell a sob story. Sell your story. Hi, this is what I do. I've been working in fashion at Forever 21 for 3 years. I moved up very quickly. This is what I want to offer you. Do not sell the story of, hey, my grandma did this. No, no, no. Sell what you do. Sell what qualifies you. Sell what qualifies you. This company is not hiring you to be your friend. They are hiring you to do a job. Be okay with that. So guys, if you are somebody that has a little sister, a little brother, if you have somebody that's interested in interning, tell them about this episode, share it with them. I hope that it inspires them and it helps them a lot. I hope you guys know that this world is set up to be hard. So get ready to do some work. Don't come in with the mindset of being baby, come in with the mindset of growing very, very quickly, and you will go so far. I totally believe in you. Parents, please believe in your children and respect their ideas. Do not down them. It's nothing worse than a child telling their parent their dreams and a parent laughing at them or not taking it seriously. Like, it's nothing worse. And I am literally a product of my mother investing in me since I was 13 years old. I'm a product of that. So please, parents, like, please, even if you do not have the resources, listen to your children and make the relationships for them if they are not in position to do it. If they're too young, then make the relationships for them. But respect them and work just as hard as them for their dreams. If you don't, it will really, really overflow into them. And we need to keep them inspired. All right, guys. And I'm super excited because I'll be sharing something really soon on the podcast that's going to be helping kids in Baltimore as well as pretty much all over the nation. But I'm doing something really, really exciting. I can't wait to share. I've been posting about it on Instagram. So yes, I am passionate about you all. I know what it feels like to be in your position and everybody tells you no because you don't have the qualifications. So make the qualifications. Like, my resume was all built from my own opportunities. Everything on my resume was from my own companies at 16 years old. I didn't ever have a retail job until I was 18. That was my first time working. So be open, guys. Be open. All right. Well, that wraps up an amazing episode of the Fashionpreneur Diaries. Guys, if you have questions that you want to submit, please email them with the subject line Fashionpreneur Diaries to info@thefashionpreneuracademy.com. Also, I wanted to remind you all, if you are under 18, a lot of people always ask us, can they come to the Fashionpreneur Retreat if they're under 18? Yes, but you must be accompanied by a parent and you both must purchase a ticket. So you guys can definitely come. So mom, bring your 16-year-old daughter out here and let her see what really goes into this. Bring your son out here and let him see what really goes into building a streetwear line so they can see if this is something they want to do for the long haul. It's really worth the 3-day experience. So meet us in LA, March 12th to the 14th, 2020. And you can purchase tickets at thefashionpreneuracademy.com. And I hope to see you guys in LA building your experiences. But these are the type of investments that have to be made now, so that mom, you can sit back in 10 years, okay? So I hope this inspires somebody, and I'm excited to see what new brands and businesses are built. So I will talk to you all soon.